Care at Northampton General Hospital on the show all this week. We've heard from staff who work there, a patient whose life was saved by the unit. Critical care deals with people who are very seriously ill, and some people won't make it out of the ward, but those who do are offered lots of support. Emma Madden's in charge of the critical care follow-up service at NGH, and she's been talking to BBC Radio Northampton's Carol West.
Very often our patients that have been here have very little memory of their time in the critical care area, mainly because they've been sedated, and then because they've been so acutely unwell. So we've recognised that this is sort of a big problem for our patients. I will go and see the patients on the ward before they leave hospital to give them the reassurance that I will be there when they leave. When they go home, I then invite them to come back to our follow-up clinic, and I'll see our patients three times over a year. In this, we have the opportunity to monitor their physical recovery and how that side of things is going, but also their psychological recovery. It's a big emotional impact, not only on the patient, but on the family as well. So it's really important I keep in touch with the family to make sure they're coping all right, adjusting to the fact that their loved one's been very ill and is then recovering from this illness. So making sure as a family everybody's coping and knows where to go to get help if required. So I see them three times over a year, and then they're also available to come to a support group that I run, which is ICU Steps, and that is for patients and families, and everybody gets together and meets and shares their stories of what's happened, but gain a lot of support from other patients that have been in a similar situation.
And you touched on there the emotional side and the shock, which may not manifest itself while they're actually in intensive care, because things happen beyond your control and you may be not aware of it. But what do they say to you when they've been in intensive care and they're sort of trying to get over it?
A lot of the time it's disbelief that they've been here. They're quite shocked at the level of how unwell they've been, and then how long it's taken them to recover. There's a lot of guilt as well. A lot of our patients feel guilty that their family have been put through this ordeal of sitting, watching them being very ill during that time in hospital. And a lot of emotions crop up. There's quite a high evidence of post-traumatic stress for our patients as well. The whole experience can be very stressful. They can suffer from nasty flashbacks, hallucinations, and bad dreams, which can be linked to their time back here when they were sedated. So it's helping them cope with those symptoms and perhaps some changes in their personality that they haven't experienced before. Examples being finding it very hard to be out in crowded or public spaces. They just feel quite intimidated by that and just feel that they're unable to cope with that, whereas they may have previously been able to cope. So it's just looking at ways of how to help manage that situation for them.
Emma Madden from Northampton General Hospital, as we mark 50 years of critical care at NGH. Emma was talking to Carol Weston.